This is Best of Both Worlds, written by Beavy and read by Flower Parish. This is a Murderbot Diaries fic, rated for general audiences, featuring Asshole Research Transport and Murderbot. Summary: Art gives Murderbot a gift. Let's just say my hopes were not high. And this is coming from a sec unit with a terrible risk assessment module that foolishly thinks most things will turn out all right. "What is it, Art?" I demanded, impatient. "I'm supposed to be at a meeting in your argument lounge." Humans seriously have too many meetings. "Don't be rude. I'm giving you a present," Art said through a drone as it unpacked one of the many lab fabricators. "Come on. When the mutual administrative assistant of your life says they have something to improve your human costume, you'd get suspicious too. It's not like I dress up as a human for parties or something. If I have to pretend to be human, it's just for a mission, and I hate it. I'd probably hate this too." The drone whirled around with its gift held out to me in both claws. "What the fuck is that?" "Humans call it bubble tea," Art said, cheerfully trying to make me take the beverage. "They're Iris's perfect combination drink slash snack. I thought it might help you with your human costume, like the backpack." "It's not a human costume, Art, I keep telling you." I peered at the liquid, a sort of orange fading into dark brown at the bottom. Black orbs floated in and out of view. I added, "There's stuff in it." "That was probably from being inside the fabricator. Pretty sure you're not supposed to put food in those things." "The pearls satisfy human instinct to chew," Art explained, "while the beverage has just the right combination of carbohydrates, fats, proteins, and caffeine for optimal human functioning. Food and drink, the best of both worlds." "Gross. How is this supposed to help my human costume? I don't even eat." Though the efficiency of a combination food slash beverage did make me curious. "This one isn't for eating or drinking, dumbass. It's a prop." Indeed, upon closer inspection, I realized that the ice cubes floating inside were just plastic imitations, and the top was sealed shut with a tough film. I gave it an experimental poke, but it was completely sealed. "Won't a human notice that?" "Oh no, that is an accurate detail for this particular drink type. It makes them easier to transport. Humans are always transporting beverages, hence why it will make such an excellent addition to your costume. You can now officially arrive 10 minutes late to any meeting. With a drink in your hand, no one will mind. I've tested this theory on hundreds of humans. I hypothesize that it's an evolutionary blind spot." Art's drone did a happy little pirouette as I finally took the cup. "Plus, it is fun to shake. Try it." I gave Art's nearest camera a doubtful look, but gave it a shake. The pearls or whatever danced in and out of view in the liquid. Watching it swirl did improve my performance reliability by a whole percentage point. I did see humans carrying shit like this around a lot, and it would be nice adding another option to my act-like-a-human code, you know? For variety's sake, I guess. "And, before you ask," Art added, "throwing the drink against a wall or floor will cause it to explode spectacularly, creating a useful distraction in the event of a security issue." "Well, if it makes me blend in more." I was still watching the swirls in the cup. "Fine, it's not that stupid." "You're welcome." The drone paused midair, humming apprehensively. I thought, "It also reminded me of you." I shook the cup. "This reminded you of me?" "Not literally," it said. I knew it was trying to be serious because it didn't even call me obvious or obtuse or whatever. "We interact like bots. We share code and data and even system access. But you also possess human tissue. You're human-shaped. I was created specifically to care for, protect, and build meaningful relationships with humans. You are my perfect combination bot-slash-human." The drone peeked at me, cooling fans whirring on high. The best of both worlds. "Gross," I said, but this time more fondly. "Little asshole," it said, also quite fond. I caught the dumb sentimental drone in my jacket and zipped it up, just like I saw Rati do with his pet domestic fauna sometimes. I sort of expected Art to protest, but the drone just purred happily from the depths of the fabric. With a quick look around and my fake drink in hand, I headed away from the argument lounge, back to my room with its big display surface. I mean, if this drink gave me a free pass to be late to meetings, we might as well take advantage of it. The end.